जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुनातिरावनचारि जय राधमाधव कुञ्जविहारि जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जाय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 28 Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life, text number 6 and 7. Text number 6. Kanyopagudo nashta shri Kripano vishayatmakaha Nashta pragyo hitaishwaryo गंधर्व यवनैर्बलात् कन्योपगूढो नष्टश्री ಕೃಪಣೋ ವಿಷಯಾತ್ಮಕಃ ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞೋ ಹೃತೈಶ್ವರ್ಯೋ ಗಂಧರ್ವಯವನೈರ್ಬಲಾತ್ ಕನ್ಯೋಪಗೂಢೋ ನಷ್ಟಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಪಣೋ ವಿಷಯಾತ್ಮಕಃ ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞೋ ಹೃತೈಶ್ವರ್ಯೋ ಗಂಧರ್ವಯವನೈರ್ಬಲಾತ್. ಕನ್ಯೋಪಗೂಢೋ ನಷ್ಟಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಪಣೋ ವಿಷಯಾತ್ಮಕಃ ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞೋ ಹೃತೈಶ್ವರ್ಯೋ ಗಂಧರ್ವಯವನೈರ್ಬಲ. ಕನ್ಯೋಪಗೂಢೋ ನಷ್ಟಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಪಣೋ ವಿಷಯಾತ್ಮಕಃ ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞ ಹಿತೈಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಗಂಧರ್ವಯವನೈರ್ಬಲ. ಲೇಡೀಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್. ಕನ್ಯೋಪಗೂಢೋ ನಷ್ಟಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಪಣೋ ವಿಷಯಾತ್ಮಕಃ ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞೋ ಹೃತೈಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಗಂಧರ್ವಯವನೈರ್ಬಲಾತ್. ಪಗೂಢೋ ನಷ್ಟಶ್ರೀ ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞೋ ಹೃತೈಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಗಂಧರ್ವಯವನೈರ್ಬಲಾತ್. ಕನ್ಯೋಪಗೂಢೋ ನಷ್ಟಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಪಣೋ ವಿಷಯಾತ್ಮಕಃ ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞೋ ಹೃತೈಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಗಂಧರ್ವಯವನೈರ್ಬಲಾತ್. ಕನ್ಯಾ ಬೈ ದ ಡಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಉಪಗೂಢ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಎಂಬ್ರೇಸ್ಡ್ ನಷ್ಟಶ್ರೀ ಬಿರೆಫ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಕೃಪಣ ಮೈಸರ್ ವಿಷಯ ಆತ್ಮಕ ಎಡಿಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞ ಬಿರೆಫ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಹೃತ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಬಿರೆಫ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಪ್ಯುಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಗಂಧರ್ವ ಬೈ ದಿ ಗಂಧರ್ವಸ್ ಯವನೈ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಯವನಸ್ ಬಲಾತ್ ಬೈ ಫೋರ್ಸ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಶಿಲು ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕಿ ಜಾಯ್. When King Puranjana was embraced by Kalakanya, he gradually lost all his beauty. Having been too much addicted to sex, he became very poor in intelligence and lost all his opulence. Being bereft of all possessions, he was conquered forcibly by the Gandharvas and the Yavanas. Purport. When a person is attacked by the invalidity of old age and is still addicted to sense gratification, he gradually loses all his personal beauty, intelligence, and good possessions. He thus cannot resist the forceful attack of the daughter of time. Text 7. ವಿಚೀರ್ಣಂ ಸ್ವಪುರೀಂ ವೀಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿಕೂಲಾನ್ ಅನಾದೃತಾನ್ ಪುತ್ರಾನ್ ಪೌತ್ರಾನುಗಾಮ್ಯಾತ್ಯಾನ್ ಜಾಯಾಂ ಚ ಗತಸೌಹೃದಾಂ. King Puranjana then saw that everything in his town was scattered and that his sons, grandsons, servants and ministers were all gradually opposing him. He also noted that his wife was becoming cold and indifferent. Purport. When one becomes an invalid, his senses and organs are weakened. In other words, they are no longer under one's control. The senses and sense objects then begin to oppose him. When a person is in a distressed condition, even his family members, his sons, grandsons, and wife become disrespectful. They no longer are under the command of the master of the house. Just as we wish to use our senses for sense gratification, the senses also require strength from the body in reciprocation. A man keeps a family for enjoyment, and similarly, family members demand enjoyment from the head of the family. When they do not receive sufficient money from him, they grow disinterested and ignore his commands and desires. This is all due to one's being a kripana, miser. This word kripana, used in the sixth verse, is in opposition to the word brahmana. In the human form of life, one should become a brahmana, which means that one should understand the constitutional position of the absolute truth, Brahman, and then engage in his service as a Vaishnava. We get this facility in the human form of life, but if we do not properly utilize this opportunity, we become a kripana, miser. A miser is one who gets money but does not spend it properly. This human form of life is especially meant for understanding Brahman, for becoming a brahmana, and if we do not utilize it properly, we remain a kripana. You can actually see that when one has money but does not spend it, he remains a miser and is never happy. Similarly, when one's intelligence is spoiled due to sense gratification, he remains a miser throughout his life. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpaturuvyascha Kripa Sindhubya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Kanya Upagudha. One was King Puranjana, was embraced by Kalakanya, the daughter of time. So for those of you who are not with us every day, the story is an allegory that's being narrated by Narada Muni to King Prachini Barhishat to convey to him that it's time to take up self-realization instead of using his wealth and strength and power in performing pious activities, especially through the agency of animal sacrifice, etc. So this is an allegory in which there is a king called Puranjana, who is actually the soul, who's the king of Panchala Desha, the body of five gates, of five senses, that has nine gates. And he is enamored by his beautiful wife called the intelligence. And he spends all his time just finding the following the dictates of his intelligence. And has many, many sons and daughters, 1100 sons and 110 daughters, which are all the different varieties of pious and impious activities, and through them he has many, many grandchildren. They're all reactions to those pious activities or gifts of those pious activities. And he's happily in illusion. So Narada, so he's now attacked by Kalakanya or Chandavega, time, and time's daughter called old age or Jara. And Chandavega has many soldiers and followers that come to plunder all of Puranjana's possessions. So as he's being attacked, there is a five-hooded serpent that is guarding his body, which is considered to be the vital force that we all have. And the five hoods are the five pairs of airs that move within our body, prana, apana, vyana, udana, and samana. And this vital force becomes weak with the with the influence of time, called old age. And it tries to fight back. But time and time's soldiers and daughter, old age, disease, suffering, all of those, they attack our vital force. And so this serpent that is trying to fight to protect Puranjana's kingdom is becoming weak. So all these soldiers, Gandharva Yavanair, all these soldiers, the Gandharvas, one of the explanations Prabhupada gives of Gandharva means cannot be easily seen. So one is beaten up by all these effects and one is not able to see it happening, but it's imperceptibly happening. So he is embraced by old age, upagudha. So what happens? Nashta Shri. He loses all his beauty. He loses his beauty, he loses his intelligence, Nashta Pragya, and Hrita Aishwarya. All his opulence is also lost because of this particular reason. Kripana Vishaya Atmakaha. Vishaya Atmakaha means addicted to sense gratification. Such a person is called Kripana. So Puranjana is so addicted to sense gratification that whatever has come by account of his pious activities, that is beauty, intelligence, and opulence, these are gifts. And they are meant to be used in a particular manner, especially intelligence. Nashta Pragya. Pragya means his ability to discern. Buddhi is intelligence. Pragya means almost like wisdom. Or like in Bhagavad Gita, there's a whole section of a person who's called Sthita Pragya, whose intelligence is properly situated. So Nashta Pragya means improperly situated intelligence or improperly used intelligence. So when one is addicted to sense gratification, he loses his intelligence, he loses his possessions. He loses his intelligence this way. That intelligence that can help him transcend material existence once and for all, he does not utilize it for that purpose. Rather, he utilizes it for something very temporary, something very silly, like things of this world. Things of this world simply for enjoying it or enjoying them. So he has this conviction. His intelligence convinces him that yes, the more you spend your money, the more you spend your energy in trying to extract from matter happiness, the more you will enjoy. While there is the whole realm of scripture, spiritual master, the sadhus, or the saintly persons who keep telling such a person that this is not the way. This is not the way. Yet, he is not able to access that wisdom. This is called nashta pragya. That when one speaks about someone's benefit, when I'm unable to take from them that they're talking about my welfare and that they're to help me, they're trying to help me, if I'm unable to understand that, then it is called nashta pragya. Because it is, I'm not able to see it. I'm not able to see how this is going to help me. I'm so attracted to that thing or that idea that I want to pursue in this world. If you're stopping me from it, I don't see how you're thinking of my welfare. So there are two ways of learning. One is to learn by proper advice, and the other is to learn the hard way. And to say that learning the hard way is the best way to learn is a very foolish idea. It's a default way if one doesn't take good advice, but that's not the way. If one fell into a ditch, right, then for others to know that it is a ditch there, or there's a ditch there, it's not necessary that everyone has to fall into it. Oh, now I know. Oh, I also know now. So people put a warning sign. Someone who has already fallen or someone who has recognized this is a ditch, they put a warning sign, do not step here. But if someone says, how do I know I'm not being cheated? Maybe I should actually step and see if I fall in or not. Like when there is high voltage electricity being passed through these wires, and it has this board that says, high voltage, do not touch. If someone says, I'm not sure if someone's tricking me, what if there's really no electricity here? I want to experience it to know if it's actually happening or not. That way. Then that person won't be there to tell someone that it is true. So that's not the way of learning. So this kripana vishaya atmaka, that means as soon as the mind is influenced by or addicted to sense gratification, the person is called kripana. At a more subtle level, it's not necessarily sense gratification in the gross meaning of it, but sense gratification also means being driven by the mind. I like something, therefore I will do it. I don't like something, therefore I will not do it. Today I like to, let's say, come for Mangala Arati. It's nice. Everyone recognized and said, Hari Bol Prabhu. Tomorrow I come for Mangala Arati, no one says Hari Bol Prabhu. I don't like it, so I won't come. This is Vishaya Atmaka. Rishabhdev later uses this similar term called Karmatmaka. Vishaya Atmaka is driven by the mind, driven by conceptions of the mind, not driven by higher wisdom. And when one is driven by the conceptions of the mind, one's intelligence, which is actually supposed to guide him or her out of ignorance into transcendence, actually works to get him more into ignorance. The intelligence is supposed to be stronger than the mind, subtler, therefore stronger. But in the Vishaya Atmaka stage, the intelligence becomes subservient to the mind and so follows the dictates of the mind. So when the mind says, let's go and enjoy this kind of sense gratification. The intelligence, instead of telling him, I think that's a very silly idea, actually tells him, sure, let's figure out a way of doing this. All you have to do is arrange this, arrange that, work this out, and voila, you got it. Let's do it. This is Nashta Pragya. And when once Pragya is Nashta, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Pranashyati. Buddhinasha, Pranashyati. One falls into material engagement. One falls into a material way of living. And how does that happen? One uses all of one's wealth or whatever assets one has. Here Aishwarya not only means wealth, but also one's assets. One has abilities. They're all assets. Someone can sing well, someone can paint well, someone can speak well, someone can clean well, someone can cook well, someone can anything well. All of that is utilized for the wrong purpose, because one is Vishaya Atmakaha. So but wealth that one has that can be used in Krishna's service, because the intelligence has been Nashta, destroyed, Hrita, Aishwarya, all of his opulences are also lost. He systematically wastes all of his opulences. And here Prabhupada says, when a person is attacked by the invalidity of old age and is still addicted to sense gratification, he loses all of these personal beauty, intelligence, and good possessions. He thus cannot resist the forceful attack of the daughter of time. However, if one's intelligence is sharp, the best way to sharpen intelligence is to follow the instructions of scripture. It's to follow the instructions of Guru, the examples of Vaishnavas, Satovrite. Very important to follow. Satovrite means in the path of those who've been following Sat, or transcendence. Then one's buddhi, sthita pragya, sa uchyate. Person is very, his intelligence is fixed. Similar theme is described in the Bhagavad Gita, right? Chapter 2, text 41 and text 44. 41 says, Vyavasayatmika buddhir, ekeha kurunandana, bahu shakahi anantasho, buddhyo avyavasayanam. When the intelligence is fixed on the purpose of life, when the intelligence is fixed in guiding the activities, the conceptions, and the way of living, all in the direction of the ultimate truth, such buddhi is called Vyavasayatmika buddhi. Distributed or splayed intelligence means, I compartmentalize life, a secular type of life. I should do something for God. I should also do something for myself. For example, I'm not going to get into that verse. And then Krishna gives the other side of the picture. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam. One who is very attached to bhoga and aishwarya. Taya apaharta chetasam. Such a person's consciousness, or intelligence in this case, apaharta, is stolen away. Vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhau na vidhiyate. Such a person cannot direct his intelligence unto the purpose of life. Even if he says, yeah, I should, because he's so drawn to sense gratification, he will leave behind the pursuit of self-realization. He knows what needs to be done. He knows what need not be done, yet he's unable to. Krishna chastises Arjuna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, calling this Hridaya Daurbalyam. The weakness of heart is, I know what is to be done. I have been given enough instructions to know what is to be done. And while I'm doing something contradictory to that, I also know I should not be doing this, I should not be doing this. But just drawn into it. So, Puranjana is seeing. He's also in exactly in that condition. He's seeing that he's being attacked. And everything in his town was scattered. And his sons, grandsons, servants and ministers were all gradually opposing him. So Prabhupada says, when one becomes invalid, his senses and organs are weakened. In other words, they're no longer under one's control. And he talks about a reciprocal relationship here. That in a family, the head of the household is meant to provide for the members of the household. And in return, they give him respect or honor. And this is the reciprocity in the relationship. If the head of the household does not do so, then the wife, children, grandchildren, they disrespect him. Or when he's unable to do so. Who are you just sitting there, a lump of mass, just wasting time? Look at you, you're drooling, you're passing urine and stool, sitting in one place. Like that. Because those years are gone. When he was actively providing for the family. So here, like that, when the body is being nourished and the senses are strong, he is supposed to give strength to the senses, then the senses give him enjoyment and sense objects give him enjoyment. When he's unable to nourish these senses, they stop giving him enjoyment. In fact, they don't cooperate with him. He wants to lift his hand to be able to, last time we were talking about, cut his nails, toenails. And the senses say, forget it. You know, the joints become stiff. The eyes cannot see. So he doesn't know whether he's clipping his toenails or, you know, toe itself. This happens. The teeth don't cooperate. Well, they also don't cooperate if you're young. We just heard, right? Pritusha Prabhu and Mataji were not there. So Jai Jagannath Prabhu told us a funny story. Sourced from Sriman Yaya Prabhu. So there was a man who recently had dumped his dentist girlfriend and then hooked up with someone else. And a few days later he had a toothache. So Nashta Pragya, he went back to his ex-girlfriend to see if she could help him. She said, "Yeah, sure, I'll help you." She put him under anesthesia and went to sleep. And not just the tooth that was affected, she pulled out all his 32. And we couldn't stop laughing the whole morning. And it continues. So when he woke up from anesthesia, it's like, whoa, what happened? So he went back to his girlfriend. And as soon as she saw him, I don't know if he smiled or not, but as soon as she saw him, she rejected him. She told him, "I don't want somebody like this." So one of the devotees were saying that she didn't want, this is their added speculation into it, she didn't want to eat, you know, soft bananas at the dates from here on. Because he couldn't eat anything else. So Nashta Pragya, so it doesn't have to be that one has to become old, but the idea is that the senses don't cooperate anymore. You may look at this crisp apple or, you know, nuts to eat, but unable. And so there is frustration. One feels rejected. One feels useless. So Prabhupada's writing, when they do not receive sufficient money from him, they grow disinterested and ignore his commands or desires. This is all due to one's being a kripana. So this is connected. The kripana mentality does not understand that today this body is strong, tomorrow this body will not be strong. So when I have the ability today, I should utilize this body for a very clear purpose. That is, the purpose of self-realization, the purpose of Krishna consciousness. More importantly, on a practical level, to utilize the body to be guided by instructions of Guru and Krishna. So in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna apologizes to Krishna. Karpanya dosha pahata. Dosha pahata means I was afflicted by this mistake. And that mistake is that I was a miser. I behaved in a miserly manner, out of miserly weakness. That miserly weakness is, here I have Krishna guiding me, right with me on the chariot. And here I am giving him all the reasons why I don't want to follow him. This is miserly. Karpanya dosha pahata. So the miserliness is that we have this whole wealth of instructions. And it's not just high-sounding philosophy, but very practical ways of living. Very simple things that we can do to please the parampara and Krishna. Yet, one doesn't take full advantage of it. There's so much wealth of how one's life can be utilized to achieve perfection. But one is busy. Out of busy trying to organize his or her life. That once that is stable, then I might take up Krishna consciousness. Or not interested at all. That is also there. So it's called kripada, miserly. Has the full facility in the human form of life, with the human body, but does not make use of it. We get this facility in the human form of life, but if we do not properly utilize this opportunity, we become a kripana. A miser is one who gets money but does not spend it properly. Because the miser thinks, hey, if I spend it, I will lose it. So let me collect and keep, because tomorrow, in the future, I will have it when I need it. But the miser doesn't understand that tomorrow anything can happen. He can lose all of his money. He can fall sick and die. And all that money has not been utilized. So thinking about utilizing his wealth in a different manner, or worse is, he will think, I'll collect all this money and pass it on to my family as inheritance. The same family will chastise him. So it's called miserly, not understanding how to utilize the wealth of the human form of life. Similarly, when one's intelligence is spoiled due to sense gratification, he remains a miser throughout his life. That intelligence does not help him utilize the wealth of the human form of life. It tells him, human form of life is meant for blank, and different people fill different things into that blank. For some it is education, for some it is money, for some it is social service, or like Prabhupada says, any of the isms, humanitarianism, altruism, something. All of that is nashta, pragya, vishaya atmaka. It is either gross or subtle sense gratification. and it has no purpose in human life. The only single most important purpose of human life is Krishna consciousness. So those are some thoughts. Anything you'd like to add? Ask. The story is going to become very interesting as Puranjana's kingdom is completely plundered and set on fire. There's a mic here. Yes, Mataji. We have a mic for you.
Hare Krishna, I want to ask that what is the difference between raw sense gratification and subtle sense gratification? And can you give an example for the
gross sense gratification means using the gross body. So, for example, gross sense satisfaction is different varieties. Smoking, drinking, eating or just waiting for gulab jamuns to show up because they please the senses. Subtle is on the mental or intellectual platform. On the mental level is, you know, some music or poetry or like that. On the level of intelligence is, you know, I want to help others. When I help others, I feel very satisfied. Because this is what is my duty, this is what I'm supposed to do. On the subtler level, one enjoys. Another is, in the mode of ignorance, one enjoys going to sleep. It's really great. I feel wonderful when I sleep 14 hours. People like. In the mode of passion, it's a little higher. I feel energized when I'm competitive. Or in goodness. I like to study or knowledge or helping others. That's also subtle. It's a mixture of subtle and gross, but that's how. Anything else? Okay. If nothing else, we can all use some. You have something? You have a new story?
States from Harry, but thank for the class. But the point she made, I just wanted to make a point there, a nice point that I heard Radhanath Swami made.
Yeah.
Because in the Gita, a distinction is made between the body, mind, intelligence, and ultimately the soul. So there was a nice point that Radhanath Swami made that even if you have, you know, gross sense gratification or subtle, like you said, poetry or intellectual, getting a college degree, everyone thinks they'll be happy. But he made the point that the sense of soul is on a platform of, I guess, loving relationships, that even if you had all the college degrees and, you know, nice sense gratification, but you had no relationship, nobody to love, then it's all meaningless and pointless. So I just thought that was a good point that Radha Swami made. So.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Glenn Prabhu.
From a practical perspective, this important lesson, looking at it like today, what are ways that to take this mentality and to implement it?
To implement the not having a kripana mentality? How not to?
Well, to understand the issue of aging is there, but I mean, we're all aging. None of us knows if we'll have a tomorrow.
Right.
So it's very important to do something about this.
So the idea is to not delay further. And whenever one is awakened to this message, take to Krishna consciousness with full seriousness. Like now or from now on. Till whenever each of us has. But the problem is vishaya atmakaha, that the mind, because it is contaminated with sense gratificatory conceptions, will not allow the intelligence to cooperate. So it's through chanting of the holy name. That's the only way to purify. Cheto udarpana marjanam. Until then, the picture is very blurry. It makes sense in the morning, and by the time breakfast is over, it doesn't make sense anymore, because I'm distracted by something else. Or I might visit a Hare Krishna temple, I hear a lecture, I feel very inspired, and when I walk out and do things of the world, activities of the world, it just fades, because the mind will not allow it to happen, will not allow for the intelligence to say, wait a minute, go back to what you heard and follow that. So chanting of the holy name is very necessary. Association with the devotees is very necessary. In that association, hearing and chanting and discussing and strengthening the intelligence from nashta pragya to sthita pragya needs to happen now. Whenever this message we've heard. Otherwise it's called kripana, we continue. Something or the other will convince us, it's okay, I have it. In the Mahabharata, when Yudhishthira Maharaj is asked these questions by a yaksha, because he's not allowed to drink water, he said, you can only drink water after you answer all my questions. And one of the questions is, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? And Yudhishthira Maharaj answers that every minute a person is fully aware that there is death happening all the time. Somebody or the other is dying. He understands that. But he thinks, he continues his life as if he is not going to die. This is the most wonderful thing. You open the newspaper, somebody is dead. Some many people have died. You hear someone has passed away. You see death around in different ways. A tree was there, it died. A little animal was there, it died. An ant was there, it died. A mosquito was there, we killed, but it died. Something died. People are dying. Animals are dying, birds are dying, insects are dying. But the person thinks, not me. This is the most wonderful thing. Because intelligence is nashta. Not awakening the person to say, you're next, or whoever is next. Like that.
Hare Krishna. Just on this point of the supreme importance of chanting, I've been thinking about that recently because I'm trying to pay more attention to chanting, but then sometimes it's at the expense of other things that I'm also wanting to do, like reading, maybe like devotee association, things like that. And I was just recently listening to the bhajan Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, and here it's there's this line, say more mantra japa, that the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami are my chanting of the holy names. So I was just thinking about that, and I was wondering if you could give some comments on how, you know, there's this chanting is given supreme importance, but then there's also so many other activities we're doing that are intimately connected to that. How to see all of that in connection to what our spiritual master is trying to guide us to do?
Well, in the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti phase of life, everything happens. Every activity has its place. There is place for Mangala Arati. If that was not the case, all Prabhupada would have given us was, here are your beads, chant Hare Krishna, don't do anything else. Just plug out of everything else, find a corner, chant Hare Krishna. That was not the program given. The program was attend Mangala Arati. Glorify the spiritual master so we understand what we have received and what we are receiving. Chant the holy name. Worship the deity. Worship the guru. Hear about Krishna through Bhagavatam. And then use your body and mind in whatever ways for 8 hours to serve at least in different varieties of ways. Because this is the 9 processes of devotional service led by hearing and chanting. So chanting is very important. It is the life of a devotee and it has its prime place in the day, in the association of devotees. When that is done nicely, everything else is also happens nicely. The association happens nicely, the service happens nicely, and they feed each other. You serve nicely, you associate nicely with the devotees, respectfully, in a service attitude, as a servant of the servant, and naturally the chanting of the holy name becomes better. Better doesn't mean I'm very attentive. Better just means Krishna can give us so much realizations through it. Taste for it, realizations of what we need to work on, realizations of our inadequacy yet hopeful, etc. So they're all interconnected with the chanting of the holy name at the center of it. If we don't chant our rounds every day, and that too trying to qualitatively improve, over time those services will fade. Today the service looks very nice, tomorrow we're like, ah, why am I doing this? Why this? He has that nice service. Why am I doing this service like that? So, centered around chanting. But every activity has its place. But what happens is, either the mind is too distracted, or we are absent during japa period, and then the rest of the day, we're trying to fulfill other activities with our left hand, because the right hand is in the bead bag. We're finishing up. One hand this, one hand that. Then it's a distorted picture of how things should happen. Okay? Okay, thank you very much. Srila.
Saying he was overcome by the Gandharvas,
yeah,
and the Yavanas. The Gandharvas are residents of the higher planetary system.
This is not that Gandharva. The meaning of Gandharva is the imperceptible effects of time. Prabhupada discusses when he introduces Kalakanya, Prabhupada says Gandharva. He is called Gandharva Raja because he imperceptibly attacks. Gandharvas cannot be seen easily. Or as they are called, they are people who cannot be seen with our naked eye. So time attacks imperceptibly. The effects of time attack imperceptibly. That's why they're called Gandharvas. We have online questions? Okay, one. Ankit Vora? Yeah, he's a regular virtual attendant. Hare Krishna, Ankit.
So he's asking, Hare Krishna Prabhu, can you please elaborate the last line of purport 428.7? Please clarify this last line, your servant Ankit Vora.
Last line of which verse?
428.7.
Verse of 7.
The last line of the purport.
Similarly, when one's intelligence is spoiled due to sense gratification, he remains a miser throughout his life. Okay, so sentence prior to that, we can actually see that when one has money but does not spend it, he remains a miser and is never happy. Similarly, when one's intelligence is spoiled due to sense gratification, he remains a miser throughout his life. It means... that this person has the human form of life, but does not utilize it for its true purpose, because the body is meant to be a vehicle in which one realizes, or by which one realizes, one's constitutional position as a servant of Krishna. So this body is a vehicle. One doesn't use it for that purpose, then one is called a miser. And why he does not use his body is because his intelligence is spoiled. His intelligence actually helps him in becoming, or in facilitating more sense gratification than telling him, don't waste your time and don't waste this opportunity. Cultivate your Krishna consciousness. Because that's what intelligence is meant to do. It is meant to check us. It is meant to help us discern between what is favorable activities and what is unfavorable set of activities. When the intelligence doesn't help us discern, it's considered spoiled. Therefore, there's a statement in Sanskrit, Vinashakale Viparita Buddhi, that when you're at the time of destruction, one's intelligence works against him. If intelligence is meant to help him, at the time of destruction, it works against him, not universal destruction, as his own destruction. For example, suicide. Someone is suffering so much that their intelligence tells them, what's the purpose of living? Just kill yourself and end it. End it. The intelligence works against his own welfare. Instead of telling him, do something about it. Take proper guidance. Help yourself out of this situation. That's what the intelligence is supposed to say. Don't spoil your life like this. Don't stand at the edge of this cliff and don't jump from here. Right? Anytime we find ourselves at a dangerous position, our intelligence will say, move back. Watch out. But spoiled intelligence will say, jump. Come on, do it. Don't listen to anyone else. Do it. This is called spoiled intelligence. So, material, the difference is material intelligence and spiritual intelligence. Spoiled intelligence means material intelligence. That gives us all the brilliant ideas of how to enjoy our senses. And spiritual intelligence checks us from that. So miser is, or here in this, he remains a miser, means he has the best facility, the human body. But his intelligence keeps telling him, don't use it for Krishna consciousness, use it for enjoying the different ways. Okay, Ankit Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.